This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for the all-new Let's Make a Deal, starring TV's big dealer,
Brandon Bean.
Rolls out to his right to avoid pressure, but Greg Rousseau gets him from behind with an ankle tackle for the sack. Has time, rolls to his right to buy more, heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Terrell Bernard! Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Deal time. Josh Allen gets a bunch of money. 2 year added on to a deal. It is a new deal, though. Sal pointed that out. It's like It's not 2 years added on to the current deal that he had or the deal that he used to. It was to rip it up and start again 6 years. $250 million guaranteed for Allen, $330 overall. Not bad.
Is it crazy that the fully guaranteed list is that wide where, like, if I can just take Deshaun Watson out for a minute, it's Allen at $250 million, and then second is Burrow at $146 million at fully guaranteed upon contract signing. So what did he get for signing a lower per year? He got $100 million more guaranteed than anybody else ever except for Watson,
yeah,
who's kind of an anomaly.
I tend to think that if you're just a football fan, you don't really have to pay attention to much of this stuff about, like, who got what.
Yeah,
a lot of the cap stuff, the cap is real. The bill comes due, but it's so...
It's less real, though, if you do the Eagles void year
stuff. Sure. It's less real if you do that.
There's tricks to it.
It's also, you know, hey, we're on a strict budget, but that budget includes getting a $50 million boost in cap space every single year.
Right.
And it's not a static cap like the NHL where, we're stuck here. You got this deal. What's going to... There's so much growth every year in the salary cap in the NFL because of revenue. So, anyway, all right. So, recapping. No Myles Garrett.
Nope.
No DK Metcalf.
Nope.
No Max Crosby.
Nope.
No Davante Adams. Maybe Trey Hendrickson's still out there.
Yep.
Looks like DJ Jones, if you like the defensive tackle out of Denver, he looks like he's going to re-sign. A lot of teams out there are going to have a lot of money to throw around. The Bills will not be a team that has a lot to throw around, but they'll have some. No Mac Hollins extension yet. No Amari Cooper, new contract extension. Cook, Benford.
No Ty Johnson.
Right, you've got,
I don't know,
decisions to make here. If you're the Bills, Vaughn's gone. The turnover continues. The core gets locked up. What happens next? I'll start with this. I don't get sticker shock at DK Metcalf, and I would have done it. And
yeah,
we talk receiver a lot, and I get it. Like, part of the reason we do is because, well, it's a position that's interesting. And right now, you've kind of laid out the idea of Mac Hollins. What if he did get $8 million a year offered and $9 million a year offered and decides to leave the Bills. Mm-hmm. And then on the outside, they're left with Keon Coleman and what? And part right. of the point about what to do at receiver for Allen is to keep things kind of, whatever, flush long term. The Steelers, by making this trade for DK Metcalf, it's not a one-year trade. They signed him to an extension. He's there for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he's catching passes from Aaron Rodgers this year or whoever next year, the Bills are Mac Hollins decides to take the bag with New England away from all you have on the outside is Keon Coleman, who you are disappointed in.
Right.
And, yeah, Allen did just win the MVP, and, yeah, 31 points per game, and they had a great offense, and they did a lot of things that they liked, but they don't have a ton of stability built into their offense right now. The stability is Allen, Shakir, the offensive line.
One of the tight ends, probably. Just like, don't know which one on a given week.
We might be able to say, you're on the doorstep. Allen just got the big new six-year deal. Okay, what should the offense look like for that 6 years? Shakir will be here. Who else?
Dawson Dawkins
is how old? Spencer Brown will be here.
Yeah. What's Dawkins is 30? He'll be fine.
Osiris Torrance will be here. But the rest of it, Cook, we're not so sure about James Cook, what's going to happen with that if they let that play out. So
No idea about the tight ends by that point.
No, I mean, right. The tight ends are here, and we'll see if Kincaid can have a step forward or if Keon Coleman can take a step forward. But it'd be interesting to see. Like what is free agency? Free agency is overpaying for your misses in the draft. That's really what it is. Teams love to draft and develop. They love to put together the roster to the draft. Everybody wants to. And then you miss on a draft pick, and what are you going to do? You got to go buy something. The free labor you got in the draft, you missed out on Kaiir Elam, so you're going to have to spend money to go get some Rasul Douglas in a trade in that scenario. Or I saw Jonathan Jones of the Patriots. I don't know if you like him as an idea. Looks like he'll get released. Corner, right. You've got ideas. You've got options, but the big blue chip options, which as we talked about it, Metcalf or Garrett or Crosby or Hendrickson, I feel like a lot of Bills fans have an appetite for something big, some blue chipper. What the Bills have is a very good team. What they might need is a couple difference makers, big time, whether that's hitting on one in the draft or signing one in free agency or trading one. They need somebody else to be, I can take over a game, I can take over a series. And right now, it's a little bit of, I don't know where that's coming from. You could just make all your picks and hope somebody hits, and maybe somebody will, but at least we had ideas or possibilities, it seemed, Metcalf, Garrett, Crosby, still Hendrickson, even Devontae Adams for this, as there are big-ticket items you could throw into this mix right now, and I think that is significantly less likely today as it was 48 hours ago.
Yeah, I would probably bet they don't land one, right? Wouldn't you bet they're not going to land a blue chip guy this offseason? There's just not enough available.
Unless it's in the draft and we just don't know that guy is blue chip until he becomes that guy.
But the equivalent of the Vaughn move, when they made it, is it's either Hendrickson or Buss kind of for that.
Yeah.
Like even Sweat or Mac, like maybe Mac is closer, but not even, right? Vaughn, what was Vaughn when they signed him? Vaughn was coming off the Super Bowl. And he was still, like, end of his prime, right? Like, equivalent of that.
I mean, he was great. Close to it. He was great for them in the playoffs. He was great that year.
Yep. So,
and the Bills tried to trade for him that year that he went to the Rams. They were in the mix.
And he had pedigree when they signed him, right? It was first ballot Hall of Famer. This guy is a legend. He's still doing it. And the guys that are available now other than Hendrickson are, all right, this guy's pretty good. Josh Sweat's pretty good. Khalil Mack's still pretty good. Mack, again, is more pedigree, but he's... maybe how different is Mack? Maybe Mack is similar to this. But Mack's not signing a $100 million contract at this point.
No, Khalil Mack's what? Like 3 years, $65 million?
Oh, really?
I don't know. 20 a year? Is he more than that?
I was thinking like 2 years...
40?
Yeah, okay, maybe. Maybe I was going low on that.
Guessing money is stupid because there's the reported number and then there's the actual number.
Yep.
I mean, SpotTrack, it's funny. Like you'll use SpotTrack's market value a lot and find that it's way off of the reported number. But what they're giving you is the market value, and then you sign a deal and turns out it's for half. They have Khalil Mack at 23 market value average annual salary. So
right.
3 years, 65. Like, to me, that's that neighborhood. I don't know. Mac would be accomplished. Mac is a three down player. Mac is good.
Yes.
He's still good. He was good. He was good with the Chargers last year. He's still good.
But if they wanted to just get the best player they could get their hands on, like right now, I don't know. Hendrickson's the only one you would get right now and make the NFL top 100 list, right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
And like that's what we've been looking for, is they've got a lot of really good guys, but they need more elite players. And now that the cycle has kind of begun, there's one elite player that's really available, and you could get him, maybe, but you're going to be bidding against everybody else, and you have to be confident that Cincinnati's even going to be willing to trade him to you in the first
Which
place.
I wouldn't think they are.
Right, they might not be willing to in the first place. So then you're just kind of, all right, well, we'll go get the best guy we could get, but that best guy's not going to be an elite player, which is the thing that we need. So you're going to have to draft it.
Yeah.
You have to hit on one of these picks at the end of the first round, and it works. Like, sometimes it does happen. It's not likely, but like once every three drafts, there's a TJ Watt that goes 26th in the draft. And the Bills have had enough swings now at the end of the first round where you're like one of them to be like a stud. And right now, the best you've done is probably Rousseau, who's good.
Yep, he's fine. I know some are a little unconvinced about Rousseau. I start thinking about this in, you know, I always want to cross over sports. There's just some positions where if you have a guy who's kind of good, you got to pay him. You can't go back to the desert. This is why quarterbacks that are not Josh Allen get paid because, well, listen, he's good. Let's pay him. And that money ends up being huge. This happens at receiver. It happens at defensive end. It can happen at offensive line. You know, there's five or six positions in football where you just don't want to go into a season dead in that spot. Mm-hmm. And there are others where you'll say, all right, let's see if a couple draft picks can figure it out. 803-0550, our number. Allen gets a big extension. Now we wait to see what the offense looks like around him. The defense, same. Like, we're expecting big changes over there as well. I think they're going to rebuild their secondary. Today might be the start of that, whether that's corners or safeties. It'll be another offseason where there are big-name safeties out there on the market. Safety's a position that, you know, it gets to a certain number, and then they get chewed up and spit out.
Yep.
Safeties do. So that could happen again.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the Ringer's top 150 free agents list. And like, how many of these are in play? A lot of these are just gone already. Like, some of our quarterbacks, too. Like, Darnold's number one. But Higgins at number two, not available.
Yep.
Right? Chris Godwin at number three. He's not a fit.
No, don't need him.
Because he's a slot guy.
Right, don't need the slot guy.
Also, he's probably getting paid, isn't he?
He's probably getting 23 to 25.
Okay.
New England's been mentioned. Some of the speculation is, like, that kind of money. Yeah.
Yep. Number four, Trey Smith, not available. New England
right.
franchise tag, right? Number five, Osa Odighizuwa. Do you sign
Chiefs,
back?
Chiefs franchise tag.
Sorry, right.
Yeah.
Odighizuwa signed back with the Cowboys?
He did. They franchise tagged him, and then they signed him to a long-term extension.
So the best player on the Ringers list that would be in even a conversation for the Bills is Milton Williams at number six. So that's a big, expensive defensive tackle.
And isn't he more like Ed Oliver than the different kind of defensive tackle that you want?
He's listed at 289.
And a penetrator.
Right. Ronnie Stanley.
And played next to Jalen Carter.
Ronnie Stanley, unavailable. Javon Holland, number eight. There's your safety.
Right. Which I don't think the Bills would do that.
Okay. There's Josh Sweat at number nine.
That's an idea.
Khalil Mack at number 10.
Yep.
So there you go. Like, you get to those top two edge guys. Unless you're getting Hendrickson, feel like the best player that you're getting your hands on this offseason. Like I mentioned last hour, there could come a guy that could come available that we're not thinking about. Or even at the draft, right? Yeah. A.J. Brown got traded at the draft, and nobody thought that was coming. So that will happen. There will be a trade or two between now and the draft that just is going to blow our minds that player was on the market.
Right. Let's get stupid. Khalil Mack and Josh Sweat. You said they need two defensive ends, two edge.
I don't think that's stupid.
All right. It's going to be a lot of money.
It's going to be money, but you're going Rousseau. Well, you paid Rousseau, too, right?
So yeah.
Rousseau at 20, Mack at 15. And
Mack at 20.
Mack at 20 Sweat at 20. So you want to pay $60 million to those three?
Bob in Buffalo is up. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I was curious. I remember hearing that like by cutting Vaughn like post June 1st, like they would have saved probably like another $5 million. So I'm just curious why they would have done it now versus then, and if you guys have any thoughts. That's all.
Thanks, Bob.
I don't know. I saw that too, and I was, my mindset is all in on this like cap rising stuff. So that when I saw that they could have had $4 million more, $5 million more this year, had they spread it out into next year, I had the same question. Like, well, if the cap keeps going up, why wouldn't you just always? Oh, why wouldn't you always spread it into the future? Because it's really costing you less. The dead cap cost percentage of your cap is actually lower next year.
Every year, yeah. But so, if you do that, you can't use the cap money until June 1st.
Right. Any of it?
No.
Any of it. Okay.
Yeah, there's post-June 1 money. Post-June 1. So if you want to spend money now,
yeah, that's
you don't get that money until, which, you know, post-June 1 cuts and money you get after June 1st can be valuable because you could make a trade then once the cap space opens up a bit.
Yep.
CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question. Just wanted to know, I know we're talking free agency. Would you trade up for a Travis Hunter in the draft with the capital we have? Just for example, it could be any other receiver, but how far would you go and then use the cap money for maybe defense? That's just me. It's just an idea, but we always draft early or late, which is consensually, to me, a second-round pick, and a lot of times we miss because we draft traits. Let's go get somebody that we know for a fact looks, is one, young, and two, he's a guy. Let's go get a guy. You know, that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where they get up to the top five.
Which is what you would need to do
if
for
you
Travis
wanted,
Hunter.
If you want, and at receiver as well. Like, if you're mentioning Hunter for receiver, or maybe he plays corner, who knows, or maybe both. Last year was the year to trade up for receiver if you wanted to do it, and they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a deep class, and they did what they did. I don't know. It's really tough to figure out trading up just because we first have to watch free agency. If they re-sign Hollins and then they add Josh Palmer, well, then I don't think they're trading up for a receiver or really even taking one, if they would anyway. Defensive tackle is, to me, the number one spot I'm still looking at. Defensive end is, of course, there with Vaughn's exit. You have Rousseau and Epinesa. Could they trade up? Sure. They trade up all the time. They trade up 2 to 3 spots all the time. Last year's trade down in the first round was a bit of a surprise. Going into a draft, I'm almost always going to think Bean's going to trade up rather than trade down. And a trade down is an indication that, whatever, you like the crop of players here and you don't see a difference. The other way to say that is the drop-off happened. It didn't fall your way. Mm-hmm. That's always how I want to talk about it. You trade down, that means the board didn't go how you wanted it to, because if it fell how you wanted it to, you would take a guy. I think it's too early to make a guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Big Bo writes in that asking about if Micah Parsons could be the guy that I'm talking about as, you know, becomes available that isn't available right now. There was a tweet about him yesterday from Jordan Schultz who said that there have been murmurs in the league about whether the Cowboys will actually give Parsons a record-breaking contract or if a trade could become a possibility. But that's the most you have on that right now. All he right. doesn't have a contract. He will certainly cost you $40 million per year. Certainly. Right? If Garrett got $40 million, Micah Parsons is getting $40
million. Yes.
So if Dallas doesn't want to give him that, then we're back to Garrett, where that's every team in the league is wanting to do that. And it's not currently – you got one insider saying there are murmurs is the most that you're getting, which is a lot less than where we were with Garrett, which, remember, was he wrote a letter saying, I want out.
Right. Good for him, I guess.
Sure. No. If I see more stuff about Parsons, I'll go all in on that. But I'm not believing right now that he's actually gonna shake loose.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Welcome to the league year. The new league year. Rodgers to the Steelers. By the way, is I want to say if it's possible to have momentum within a couple of hours on Twitter.
Yeah.
Rodgers to the Steelers seems like it's getting momentum, and maybe Metcalf as a piece makes that happen for them, because Rodgers, I don't know, he doesn't go in and tell them to do that, does he? They need a weapon. They want a receiver. No. Pickens will be interesting.
Do they
like,
move
if
off
they
of
keep
Pickens?
Him?
They don't throw the ball enough to have two stud receivers like that.
Well, then maybe if they had Rodgers, they might.
Maybe.
They'd throw it more for sure, wouldn't they?
I guess. More than if they have Justin Fields, yes.
Right. Oh, if they have Justin Fields.
They're wasting their time.
Look out fantasy receivers if Justin Fields becomes that team's quarterback. Yeah. Is Rodgers just doing the negotiating thing, though, or is he bidding the Steelers against the Giants right now? Because the Giants, I mean, there were Jordan Renan this morning is like, the Giants are waiting on Rodgers.
Yeah.
So is he trying to get them to increase the money, or maybe he just doesn't want to stay in New York? Maybe he didn't like the experience of the New York, you know, circuit. I don't know.
There are two names at receiver who are possibly provably good and could change for the Bills, but both are
Pickens?
Potential
is
headaches.
Pickens
is one. Headache,
ooh,
right?
What's the other headache?
The other headache is a headache. I mentioned him to you off the air the other day because he's one of the strangest cases there is. And if you want a guy that gets open all the time, that's what this guy is.
Oh.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson is one of the best at getting open in the entire league and has been the entire time. He got bounced from the Steelers, bounced from the Ravens. Did he go to the Texans for 5 minutes?
He went to the Texans. I'm not even sure he stuck there.
I have no idea. Nobody seems to know what's going on with Deontay Johnson. You want a guy that gets open? That's him. He gets open all the time.
Yeah.
I saw maybe it was The Ringer, somebody doing one of those big, huge breakdowns of open score and all that. And here's Deontay Johnson. Basically, they're like, yeah, it's weird, but he's the best receiver in football.
Okay, so his season was he signed with the Panthers. No, he was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Ravens for a 6th-round pick. Then they cut him, and he went to the Texans. The Texans then cut him, and he went back to the Ravens. So he was on their roster when the Bills beat them in the divisional round.
Let me make this case here just real quickly for you. Deontay Johnson is what the Chase Claypool idea was, except it's a better idea.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson took from 2019 to 2022, was on the outside for 88% of his snaps. And the most recent breakdown from Matt Harmon at receptionperception.com, I just got a notification my subscription's about to renew, which I'm very excited about. Like, it's the best. Deontay Johnson in 2023, Joe, I'll put it on the screen here for those on the chat. Like, he had a perfect route tree. Every single route he runs well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And he gets open all the time. He gets open against man. He gets open against zone. He gets open against press coverage. He's great.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened there where he's traded the Panthers for nothing, goes to the Ravens? I can't tell you the Bills are going to take that chance. Somebody's going to take that chance. And whatever's going on with his situation, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know what happened in Carolina. What happened was they were terrible, right? Carolina was terrible and couldn't get him the ball. So then he got traded to Baltimore. And if I remember right, the story in Baltimore was just they wouldn't play him. And that was his problem, is why aren't you putting me on the field?
Yeah.
And the Ravens might not have cared because they only spent a 6th-round pick to get him. So I don't know. Was it about playing time? Because I would not want to crush the guy if he went to a team that didn't need him and they played him 3 snaps a game and he said, yeah, well, I want to be playing. But I don't know if there's more to it than that.
Right. It's of all the – I mean, he's had some drops. That's a part of it. He's had drops problems.
Yeah.
But
was it against the Bills a couple years ago?
Maybe.
There was a game against the Bills where he had like 3 in like the first quarter and he got benched.
But he is – an excellent separator and gets open all the time, every level, and they move him around. Deontay Johnson, I have no idea what his market is. That is the gamble on a guy like, well, Claypool looked pretty good, and then things didn't go right for him. And then,
well,
this is actually one where the guy was good, not just, you know, 5 minutes ago.
If it's a gamble like this, he's probably cheap.
Right. And can you get him in your room? Can you convince him everybody eats? Can you sell him on that? And then you just have an excellent receiver. But I don't anticipate that's going to happen. On just talent, he's the best receiver available. But on what's going on with that whole thing, I don't know. It's a cautionary tale. 803-0550. I've got him in fantasy too in dynasty, and I'm not giving up on that. I'm not giving up on it. One of the reasons my team.
That's why you want him here.
Yeah.
Because probably go, it could go well. He could also get cut in training camp.
Exactly. Who knows? Yeah. If he flames out, it would be another example of like, well, you know, the Steelers and what they do. They have a receiver, they run him out of town, it all falls apart for that guy. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton on the other side. We'll get into the Sabres, who shook up the core a bit. They traded Dylan Cousins to the Ottawa Senators. They have a couple new players that came back this way, including Josh Norris. We'll get Paul's thoughts on it, their first game with their new core. Not exactly a great one, but hey, it happens. And they're home tonight. 803-0550 to join us here on WGR.
Dylan, how does it feel to also be joining a team that's really fighting for a playoff spot and a contender, possibly?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's obviously a little change than where I just was, but you know, go out and play those big games. It's very exciting. It's you know, it's awesome getting off of those games and to be in this push. So you know, I'm happy and looking forward to it.
Dylan Cousins, his debut with the Ottawa Senators. I did not view that as taking a shot at the Sabres so much as accurately commenting on the standings.
He kind of just read the standings out loud.
An absolute just fact. Yeah, that's right. Paul Hamilton joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, Paul, we had the trade deadline on Friday. We talked ahead of it, and now we're back for the first time with you to get your thoughts and break down what the Sabres have done here with the trade of Dylan Cousins and also Dennis Gilbert and a draft pick to add a couple of pieces from Ottawa. The big piece, of course, Josh Norris.
Yeah, and I think it's important for this team to admit and start acting on that, you know, they made a mistake. They committed to the wrong core. It's not working as a core. And they don't have to blow up the whole thing, but some of it has to be changed out because it's just not working. And Dylan Cousins may do very well in Ottawa, and somebody else out of the core they trade may do very well somewhere else where maybe it'll work for them. But you have to face facts, and even if it does work for them somewhere else, it wasn't working for them here under a couple of different coaches and a couple of different systems, and this team was still in last place in the conference. And I think it was important for them to finally admit that, all right, we've made a mistake here, this isn't working, and we have to start changing it. Now, if this is the only move, no. Then you haven't admitted anything. I mean, you have to keep going now. I mean, it has to be more. You have to make multiple moves to make this team better. And this is just the start. It can't be the end. This is just the start. And, you know, once you get to the off season, it has to continue.
You know, Paul, one thing about this trade that's, I think, different for any other, sure, hockey trade, like, We got into Mittelstadt for Byram was a hockey trade, but Byram didn't have a ton of term. The Sabres have acquired a piece in Josh Norris that is, welcome to town. You're part of the core now. So to me, that kind of move, Cousins out, fine. Identifying this player coming back as instantly part of the core is a very big commitment to make from a GM.
It is, but, you know, you've already made a big commitment to one, so it's just one big commitment for another. If both are playing at their best, I think Josh Norris is a shade better. I think he's better in both ends of the rink. But, you know, Josh, you're taking a big chance with Norris. He's had two shoulder surgeries. He's only the most games he's played in a season is 66. He could pass that this year. He's been healthy this year. You know, you're taking a chance on a player that has had trouble staying healthy. But in that year that he played 66 games, he scored 35 goals. So when he finally got himself healthy to play, he played well. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. But, Yeah, it's just that's kind of the way I look at it. I think if they're both at their best, I think Buffalo got a little bit better player. Again, it just can't be Josh Norris and they're done.
Right. It's almost one gamble for another, Paul, where Cousins had looked kind of lost, but he had been on the ice versus Norris, who, like, Norris really hasn't gone through a 2-year period where every time he's out there, it's what is happening with this guy. It's more just he hasn't been out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. And It's definitely you're taking a chance that you know, those things are behind him, and he can stay relatively healthy and show what he can do here in Buffalo.
I don't know that Kevin Adams talked about this at all, Paul, but is any part of this for you power play? Like, Norris has triple the power play goals in his career than Cousins does in a lot fewer games, and he's a left shot, so one timer. Maybe that's not why they did the trade, but certainly the power play needs help, and he should be able to help it more, I think, than what Cousins was.
That was addressed by Lindy Ruff, and yes, play and penalty kill. He can do both. And Lindy Ruff said he planned.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ends on using him on both immediately. I mean, they didn't even do line rushes at the morning skate in Florida. They just basically did power play, you know, and put him out on the power play and did a lot of practicing that way. So he still, honestly, when I saw him in the game, looked a little bit lost on the power play. But as I said, he had spent, 10 minutes with those guys playing, and that was it. So you know, that's the type of player he is, and I don't think he's going to be lost on the power play for long.
Adam's talking about other pieces, Paul, on Friday. Were you interested in how he answered the question on Bo Byram and where that currently stands? Because I don't know, every time I hear, whether it's like you when you talked to Byram earlier in the season or Adams on Friday, not to say he couldn't sign, I'm not ever hearing anything that makes me think like, oh yeah, they're going to get an extension worked out.
Yeah, and with Bo Byram's case, it was when talking to him. I mean, when you talk with the agent, they have to be willing to talk at the time. And, you know, Bo Byram just seemed like that's kind of an off-season thing. We're not going to deal with that right now. We're going to, you know, finish the year and then get into it. We're going to do business then. So that's kind of the way I took it. And I think Kevin Adams basically said the same thing. It's, you know, we haven't really gotten to that yet, but – part of that reason might be because Bo Byram's camp hasn't gotten to it yet. So, you know, it's like, right, we want to do business now. Let's do the business in the offseason.
So the plan with Norris going forward is, did Lindy say this number one center, at least for the time being?
He said he has a chance to be a number one center. Again, he's got to be on the ice.
Right.
To prove that he could be a number one center, he's got to be on the ice consistently. But he did say he's the type of player that he thinks could be a number one center on his team or in the NHL.
And he's been playing. He played with Thompson and Tuck, obviously, on Saturday.
But they had Thompson on the left wing. That's the first time they've done that. That didn't go anywhere. So then they changed it up. So we saw a bunch of different combinations as the game went on.
Should we get into what happened on Saturday? Just nothing went right. They're also, the whole team is like sick again, right, yeah. Paul?
Yeah, they are, and I know people say that's an excuse, but the Quinn shouldn't have played, but they were out of players, you know, because their other new guy has visa problems, so he couldn't play. Greenway was worse, so he couldn't play. Kulik was very sick, so he couldn't play. He already called up two guys, one making his Sabre NHL debut, and it was only his 15th NHL game and done. Yeah, I mean, you're playing the Stanley Cup champion, so you're that shorthanded, or you're having guys in the lineup who are that weak. You're probably and that's what it looked like. They look blah. That's the way I described it to Brian. I go, it was just blah. You know, there just wasn't a lot of passion, but there wasn't. But you know, and people say stop making excuses, but I'm just going to say they have flu ripping through the team, and there are some guys in that lineup who just aren't 100% right now because they just have gotten over it or they're just coming down with it. I said flu. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's the flu.
Right.
They have some sort of sickness going through the team.
So what now? The plan, Lindy's plan, like we're just playing out the string and finding out the new core. Is that? The next
it's more about like individuals.
Yeah.
And like
it's more. Know. Hey, Kevin Adams and Lindy, you have to identify who stays and who goes, I guess. And if you're prepared for bold changes, maybe you do know what those changes are going to be. Maybe you're still open to what it could be. But I don't know, Paul. They're pretty firmly in last, and I feel like that's what we're looking at from here on out.
Yeah, and you know it looks like he tinkers with the lineup. I think he wanted to see what Thompson looks like on the left side. I have no problem with that. I mean, yeah, you're not going anywhere. You basically have clinched last place in the East. So now is the time to see, does this work? How about this? Does this work? What does this look like? You know, and I really don't mind that. I don't necessarily think it's time to start bringing up young guys and exposing them to this. Especially since some of the young guys on this team, I think, were rushed up to the team anyway. Maybe for a game or something, like if you have a spot for Hellenius and you can bring him up for a game just so he can see what it's like, that's fine. But I know Luukkonen's struggling. I agree, but why pull Levi up into this? I just would say absolutely not. Let him stay in Rochester and let him take that team as far as he can take it. And I would say that for most of the guys, unless you're out of guys and you have to bring people up. But they brought up Dunn. You know, they didn't bring up Hellenius or whatever. And I was, again, fine with that. With what's going on up here, I don't think it's a healthy situation for young players. I think they've rushed everybody to Kulik. I think Kulik was developed properly. He played over 100 games in the American Hockey League, and it shows in his development as he's come up here. But, you know, I just don't see any point in bringing any of the young guys up here and exposing them to this.
Thank you, Paul. We'll chat tomorrow.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Sabres. His appearance brought to you by Railax Honda. Railax, we got this. I mentioned to you that I had a trivia / stat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a stat of the day. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. So when Mika Rantanen steps on the ice for the Dallas Stars, because he was traded.
Yep.
He will set a new NHL record for most points by a player who played for three teams in one season. Beating who? One more time. Mika Rantanen steps on the ice. He becomes the NHL record holder for points in a season, playing for three teams in one season, right? From Colorado to Carolina to Dallas. He will pass who?
Is it
Is it Thomas Vanek?
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I ask you the question. Vanek.
Sabres to Islanders to Montreal?
Correct.
Okay.
70 points. 68 points.
Okay.
Rantanen has 70. Vanek was the record holder for points by a player with three teams in the same season. Rantanen will pass him on that.
Cool.
Good Thomas Vanek shout out.
The deadline lived up. Like, this is the best, most interesting deadline in years. I would say that.
Yeah, like with the
Rantanen trade.
The Marchand trade.
Marchand to Florida blew people's minds at the end. I don't know if I hate that that happened or that I love that that happened.
The condition on that pick is if he plays 50% of their playoff games. Not how far they go. Just if he plays 50%. The Leafs made a trade with a protected first. New rule.
Also, there's a lot of Marner rumors now that he was like, they were talking about him at the deadline.
With the Rantanen trade. Yeah, he was asked to waive his no trade. New rule. If you are in the playoffs and making a trade, you are not allowed to top 10 lottery protect your friend your pick. Not allowed. The Leafs pick is lottery protected.
But for next year.
Not allowed. Good. No, right, next year. Not even next year. If you are in a playoff spot, when you make
not
a trade, the words lottery protected are removed from your
You're league, not eligible.
Not eligible to do it. Lottery-protected trades in the NHL have made it the lamest thing on earth. Not allowed anymore. As commissioner, that's my first offside review goes away. Then, no more lottery-protected trades. Come on.
At all? Not from anybody?
Chin up.
Show some
guts.
Gumption, yeah.
All right, 803-0550. We got a break. We got to check what's going on in the chat because our viewership is way up and the bullpen thinks they have a result. You know, they have a why is that happening? Because the bullpen is blowing up. It's our YouTube chat. We'll check in with them. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Ah, yes. Hey, the golf was good yesterday.
Yeah, Russell Henley with a chip in to win.
Yeah, basically.
16.
16, put him ahead of Morikawa, who couldn't close it out. And
he bogeyed on the back nine that put him down there. So.
Yeah. Golf was good. Players' Championship this week. Good old Sawgrass.
Love it. No Tiger this week, but there was a rumor he could play, but he's not going to play.
I'm trying to remember the stories of all the balls in the water at 17th. It's also 16. The right side of 16 and the island green in 17. 100,000 balls a year or something like that. I should look up the math. I don't remember if they dredge it and get all the golf balls out of there. They would have to. Because otherwise, it'd be so many golf balls, it would fill all the way up, and golf balls would start to like appear above the surface.
Right.
I got two in there.
Two in the water?
Yep. Two in the water.
They wouldn't still be in there.
No. Where are those golf balls right now?
I'm sure they've cleaned it out and sold them.
Yeah, right. Somebody
refurbished,
did.
Right?
You were right with 100,000.
100,000.
That's an estimated number.
Per year?
Per year, yep. Yeah.
All right, I got two. Love Sawgrass. Great tournament. Sawgrass is, of course, if you played the Tiger Woods video games going way back, you knew that course long before. That was in all
Tiger
of the Tiger
Woods
games.
PGA Tour 2006. Yeah, that was in there.
For me, it's Tiger Woods PGA Tour 97, whatever, Tiger Woods 97.
Okay.
It's probably the one, 97, 98. But Sawgrass was always there. And that first tee shot on 16, I was trying to bend it around that tree on the left and land it short of the water on the right in the fairway so you could take your... Anyway, 16. 17's the headliner. 16's the really incredible hole. Yeah. All that water all the way down the right side and around the back of the green.
Who won the Players last year? This is the only thing with the Players. Like, I love it when it approaches, but I can never remember.
Wasn't it
not a major.
Wasn't it Scheffler? Scheffler won everything at the beginning of last year, I thought. Thought
it was
Scheffler.
Yeah, it's got to be right.
Anyway, we can look it up. Wide open phones. Give us a ring.
It was Scheffler. Scheffler the last 2 years.
We have Matt Harmon's reception perception drop on all the free agent receivers. Who do you want to know about? How about Amari Cooper? The things he wrote about Cooper, it's got to drive a discussion about what the Bills are going to do here. 803-0550, the Amari Cooper film review from Matt Harmon and some other ideas. Free agency, welcome to the start of the league year. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.